"'You haven't been sacked, Hagrid?' gasped Hermione.
"'Not yet,' said Hagrid miserably, taking a huge gulp of whatever was in the tankard. "'But it's only a matter of time, isn't it, after Malfoy?'
"'How is he?' said Ron, as they all sat down. "'It wasn't serious, was it?'
"'Madam Pomfrey fixed him best she could,' said Hagrid dully. "'But he's saying it's still agony, covered in bandages, moaning.'
"'He's faking it,' said Harry at once. "'Madam Pomfrey can mend anything. She regrew half my bones last year. Trust Malfoy to milk it for all it's worth.'
"'School governors have been told, of course,' said Hagrid miserably. "'They reckon I started too big. Should have left hippogriffs for later. Done flobber worms or summat. Just thought it'd make a good first lesson. It's all my fault.'
"'It's all Malfoy's fault, Hagrid!' said Hermione earnestly.
"'We're witnesses,' said Harry. "'You said hippogriffs attack if you insult them. "'It's Malfoy's problem. He wasn't listening. "'We'll tell Dumbledore what really happened.' "'Yeah, don't worry, Hagrid. "'We'll back you up,' said Ron. "'Tears leaked out of the crinkled corners of Hagrid's beetle-black eyes. "'He grabbed both Harry and Ron and pulled them into a bone-breaking hug.'